Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diest. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Undoing by Jean Hanf Korelitz. First published in 2014 under the title You Should Have Known by Faber and Faber, today's book is all about therapy, lies, and self-deceit. Grace is a happily married New York therapist with a 12-year-old son. She's about to launch a book based on the insights she's gleaned from her therapy practice about how women often ignore the early warning signs in the initial stages of a relationship, and if they'd paid attention back then they should have known how the relationship was going to end up. If only women would pay more attention to their intuition. Outside of her work, she volunteers with her son's school, a school she used to attend herself, but which is now overrun with mega wealthy people, and if she wasn't an alumni, she wouldn't be able to afford it herself. But after a school event, there is a horrible violent death which shocks the small community. Grace knew the victim, vaguely, and the police are keen to talk to her, but she has little to give them, and yet they seem interested. Distracted by the death and her book launch, after a few days, Grace realises that she isn't completely sure where her husband is. This is not unusual. As a doctor working with children with cancer, he often works long and erratic hours and often attends conferences out of town. But how well does Grace really know him? The Undoing is a gripping psychological thriller, and it's difficult not to spoil. It's a well-crafted character study with complex, intriguing, and relatable relationships, and I lapped it all up. Set in the privileged world of wealthy New Yorkers and private schools, Grace sees herself as lucky and grounded compared to the other mothers with their millions and servants and petty jealousies. Her husband is committed and inspiring, her son is doing well at school, and her book is getting lots of attention. Life seems very rosy for Grace until everything starts to fall apart. The Undoing is about arrogance and how easy it is to see the problems in other people and their lives rather than our own, even if you're a trained professional with a book out. It's about the stories we tell ourselves and the stories we let other people tell us and blindly believe because we want to believe. We want the love story, the happy ending, and want to sweep the messy details under the carpet. As everything she knows unravels and Grace begins to question the story of her life, she realises the friendships she's lost, her fractured relationship with her father, and that no one, not even her, is an expert in communication. And while she unravels, can she find the strength to protect her son from the rumours and the truth, even though she can barely make it through the day herself? So if you like lies, school politics, fractured families, miscommunication, and redemption, you might like The Undoing by Jean Hanf Korelitz. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.